first, and some say the easiest, step in upgrading your workstations is determining your organization's needs. The next step is defining exactly how you will meet them, and that is where our guests can help us today. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on this episode of Connection Point, we are speaking with Jeff Wall, HP's Northeast Region Manager for Channel Workstations. Jeff is here to bring us up to date on the capabilities and advantages of workstations. And Jeff, really appreciate you taking time and joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome, James.
So, Jeff, as we kick off our conversation, one, HP, known worldwide as the number one provider of IT, also in terms of workstations, you are the number one provider of workstations worldwide. What's going on with you and your group? What's the latest and greatest that you're sharing with folks about what workstations can accomplish these days?
Well, the HP workstation division is working very hard, and we've got a wonderful line of products. We have 5 desktop workstations, as well as 3 mobile notebook workstations. In addition, HP is the world's largest workstation vendor.
And we're definitely going to get into some of the details about not only those desktop, but also the mobile workstations. What I want to know, though, Jeff, is in terms of markets, what has HP been seeing recently as kind of the biggest demand for folks looking for having those big, powerful workstations on board?
Well, James, we've been selling workstations into many different markets for, you know, upwards of 30 years. I mean, MCAD, digital content creation, financial, banking, education, healthcare, GIS, and the list goes on and on. But what's also exciting, though, is there really has been a paradigm shift in the market whereby customers today can now buy a workstation for about the same price that they can pay for a high-end desktop PC. So in addition to all the traditional markets that HP has sold workstations into for, you know, 20 to 30 years, now everyone is potentially a workstation customer because of the aggressive price point and the advantages that the workstations offer over the desktop PCs.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, and we'll do a little compare-contrast here, because I've been covering the tech space for a good 12-plus years, and there was a time when some people were seeing the advance of the PC growing so quickly, some were suggesting, hey, maybe we don't need workstations later on. That was the heavy iron that only, you know, certain individuals were using. What do you see, though, as we sit here today, that are some of the advantages that a workstation does indeed offer over just a high and desktop PC?
Well, you know, James, that's a great question, and it's interesting. When I came on board with Hewlett-Packard 23 years ago, we sold workstations, you know, for $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 each. Well, you can now jump into a new Z210 workstation, our entry-level product, starting out at $669. And these workstations not only support the latest and greatest processors, but they also offer professional-level graphics versus the consumer-level graphics that you'll get in your desktop PCs. They also have, you know, the ability to support more RAM and disk. They're much more highly reliable. I mean, this think about a workstation as being a highly ruggedized PC. You've got better performance. You've got much better graphics. You've got more expandability, meaning you put more RAM and disk in it. And you've got much higher reliability. These workstations are truly built to be run 24/7 for 3 solid years. But in addition to that, you know, there's multiple other advantages. Error correcting and checking memory come standards. You've got faster disk drive technology, better RAID technology. They come standard with a 3-year next day on-site warranty. And then, you know, some HP advantages that we offer is it comes free with Performance Advisor, which optimizes the performance of the applications on HP workstations. And it also monitors those applications, you know, so when you move to the next rev of the software, Performance Advisor would actually go out and dynamically download the latest and greatest driver for you at your convenience. So, again, there's multiple advantages that a workstation offers over a desktop PC. There's, you know, 12 to 18 advantages depending on which model you're looking at. And you're paying comparable price for what you pay for a high-end desktop PC, which is very exciting for customers who have never bought workstations in the past and are now starting to do so.
And again, this is an era where it's all about the apps and creating apps for us consumers, and the workstation is a great place to be developing those types of things. Let's talk about, you mentioned the models. I think you had said there were upwards of five desktop form factors out there. So, what are a few of the offerings, again, high level of those offerings to be planted there at the desktop?
Sure, James. The five desktop workstations that Hewlett-Packard currently offers, we start out with our Z210 small form factor, and then we also have a Z210 convertible mini tower. And these are perfect for entry-level CAD and architectural customers and OEM customers. These machines are very, very powerful workstations. They actually start out around $669 each, and customers absolutely love them. And then from there, we jump up to our mid-range product line, which is the Z400, which is perfect for mid-range CAD and also for video editing. Very powerful workstation, also single-socket machine as well. That machine there supports up to six monitors. Our entry-level workstations, the Z210, both of those support up to four monitors. From there, we jump up to the high end of our product line, which is the Z600. In performance, that is perfect for high-end digital content creation and financial markets. Very small box on that, and financial customers in particular really love this machine because it can support up to eight monitors. And then at the super high-end in performance for Hewlett-Packard, and which is arguably the most powerful workstation on the planet, is the Z800 from HP. And that's we see a lot of customers that are doing, you know, very large assemblies for CAD-CAM, CAE, and oil and gas customers for oil and gas exploration and for medical imaging. Now, this Z800 will support up to 192 gigs of memory, 10 terabytes of storage, and easily eight monitors. That pretty much rounds out the whole product family from the entry-level small form factor all the way to our high-end Z800 class machine.
Jeff, let me take you back, 23 years ago to those $30,000 workstation machines. How many men would it have taken to move one of those?
Yeah, it's quite a bit difference. I mean, to be offering a small form factor workstation versus what we were offering, 23 years ago, the difference between night and day. One man could handle it, but they were definitely a handful. The Turbo SRX graphics card alone, the high-end one was $60,000 each, and the box probably weighed a good 60 to 70 pounds.
Well, that brings us to the fact that we've now got mobile notebook workstations. And again, you mentioned, I think, three of those that are available to folks now. Let's lay that out.
Absolutely. The three mobile notebook workstations that HP offers is the 8460W. That's a 14-inch mobile notebook workstation. I believe that's the only 14-inch mobile notebook workstation available in the market today. Our most popular model is the 8560W, which is a 15.6-inch workstation or screen on it. And then we offer the 8760W, which is a 17-inch screen. Now, all three of these have the latest and greatest processors. You can load these things up with lots of RAM and lots of disk. And, these are real-deal workstations. And these also come with HP Performance Advisor preloaded and free on it, and they come standard with 3-year next-day on-site warranty.
We're going to give some people some detailed follow-up information here in a little bit, Jeff, but I want you to start the conversation of helping our listeners understand, how do they make a choice between some of the desktop versions or the mobile notebook workstations? What are you seeing as some criteria that folks are evaluating themselves in terms of making that type of decision?
Great question. The first thing you need to do is determine, do you feel more comfortable working in a desktop environment, or do you really need the flexibility and mobility where a mobile workstation would make sense? And then from there, you need to evaluate the applications that you're running. And what we can do, knowing that the applications that you're running, not only today, but what you plan to be running in, say, 18 months from now or beyond, we can make the best decision in helping you select the right graphics card, the proper amount of RAM and disk. And we've got people such as my senior solutions architects and stuff that stand by and work hand in hand with the PC connection teams to make sure that we nail that config. Because our goal here at Hewlett Packard is to, we want customers to be happy. We don't want to sell you a Z800 when you really need a Z4, and we don't want to sell you a Z2 when you really need a Z600 class. Our goal is to really nail the best configuration to meet your needs within your budgetary constraints and to make you the most happiest. Because when you come back to us in a few years from now looking to buy workstations again, you'll know that we took good care of you the last time, and we'll be doing business together again.
Hey, really appreciate, Jeff, the insights today. Thank you for taking the time.
You're welcome.
And again, folks, HP, the number one worldwide leader in workstations. If you want more information about their offerings, you can turn to the PC Connection family of companies. Contact your account manager today to learn about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. And of course, you can learn more at pcconnection.com. The phone number, 1-800-800-0014. And if you would like to email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and this concludes this installment of Connection Point.